FM News Talk 97.1. On demand audio.
Now, Mark Cox Soapbox.
So, the NFL is taking on the Kneelers. And if you needed any more evidence that the American people, particularly football fans, were offended by people refusing to stand for the national anthem, you just got your answer in the form of a weak-kneed response by Roger Goodell. Only after bleeding fans for about two seasons did the NFL finally take some sort of a policy stand here. Where have they been? Now, this isn't going to stop any of it, and it's probably going to make it worse initially. The NFL, did you hear? They're going to fine teams, not individuals. They're going to fine teams if the players kneel. Mm-hmm. But they're not going to fine the players who are doing the kneeling. Here's a question for you. Name me a single workplace in America where you have the freedom to do whatever the hell you choose on the company's time. Can you name one?
Not a one.
No.
I mean, they're pretty flexible in the radio business, but they still have rules you have to follow, I would say, right?
Yes.
Employers have the right to set standards for behavior when you're at work. Here's the bottom line, folks. The NFL doesn't run a football league. They run a popularity contest. It's entertainment. They can't afford to pay these players multiple millions of dollars a year if they don't put butts in the seats and if the television ratings suck. That's what it comes down to. Dick's, Target, Camping World, Delta Airlines, Enterprise Rent-A-Car all put their business at risk when they alienate their fans with politics. And these overpaid buttheads in the NFL, let me tell you about them for a minute. Every day they get to go to work and play a game and earn millions of dollars a year. And why do they get to do that? They get to do it because of the sacrifices of the men and women who've laid down their lives for this country. We're going to remember them on Monday, many of them. Here's the bottom line. If these players spoke German or Japanese, they'd still be in a 9-to-5 job like the rest of us, or a 5-to-9 job in our case. And for those who claim it's not about the flag, but about racial injustice in this country, spare me the alligator tears. I'll tell you why. What exactly does that mean anyway? Is life that unjust to these folks who are making $1 million a year, who are living the American dream? Or is it just my white privilege to work 50 to 60 hours a week for a fraction of what NFL players make? Why are they doing it? Is it about poor Colin Kaepernick, who has more money in the bank than any of the rest of us will ever see? I'm sorry. The statistics don't back up the claims about police brutality and violence and killing of minorities. They just don't. Go to the FBI stats if you don't believe me. These limousine NFL liberals are spoiled brats. Remember the Rams doing the whole hands up, don't shoot thing when they came out of the tunnel a few years ago? It was made up. It was fake. Americans honor the flag, football fans honor the flag, and for now, a large number of NFL players and some of the owners stand against honoring the flag. Here's where I stand with it. If you don't respect the sacrifices others have made to give you the right to live the life you live today, go try it somewhere else. Feel free. The men and women who died, they were white and they were black, didn't die for the color of their skin. They died because they're Americans. Please feel free to go experience the policies of other countries and then write back and tell me how you like it. How did it feel to be thrown in jail for saying something you like? Businesses, including the NFL, have the right to set guidelines for how their employees act at work. Colin Kaepernick can go stand on the street corner outside of the stadium and protest all day long. But when he puts on his uniform and walks into the stadium, that's where that ends. Until he's done playing his game, and then he can go back to protesting. It's that simple. The NFL didn't do anything yesterday. I fear this is going to get worse before it gets better.